Despite facing huge budget cuts, the Hillsborough County Commission today voted to slightly reduce the property tax rate. The reduction will lower a typical homeowner's bill by about 24 cents, resulting in a further $100,000 decrease in county revenue. The commissioners approved a combined general revenue operating fund and environmentally sensitive lands debt service tax rate of about $5.80 per $1,000 of a property's taxable value. Some commissioners labeled the tax rate decrease symbolic. Commissioner Jim Norman strongly supports it anyway because it continues a streak of 16 straight years that the millage has been reduced.
The real winners in that 17-game winning streak here are the thousands of dollars that we've sent back to these people that pay the bills. And yeah, it's a little bit now, but it's keeping that momentum of a direction to future boards that our goal is to continually roll back percentages of ad valorem. I don't know any other county that has this kind of momentum.
The five commissioners who vocally supported the millage decrease called for the skeptics to get on board. Commissioners Kevin White and Kevin Beckner argued that it would be irresponsible to further reduce revenues while the county is drastically cutting programs, services, and positions. Those two offered a compromise of a smaller millage reduction that would cost the county only $10,000. The other five commissioners rejected that compromise, despite their previous calls for unanimity. Afterward, Beckner did not seem to hold that against them.
Well, they ultimately had to do what they needed to do. And again, I would have preferred to have the lower amount. But at the end of the day, they had the votes to pass it.
Kevin White was the only commissioner to vote against the millage reduction. Despite 2 days of lobbying against it, Kevin Beckner ended up voting with the five commissioners in support of the tax rate decrease.
Ultimately, when you get at the end of the day, you look at the amount that's being reduced, I have a concern of what it's going to reduce in programming, but I also have confidence and faith that we're going to be able to make further reductions so that we're going to be able to minimize the amount of reductions that we're doing to actual programs. So I have very mixed emotions about that, but again, I do have confidence that through our staff and our budget director that we're going to be able to find enough efficiency so we're not going to have to make the significant reductions that we're looking to.
In their budget workshop Thursday, commissioners heard from several county departments about how they would be affected by the proposed budget cuts. The county's Extension Service works in cooperation with the University of Florida to provide education and agricultural services. Proposed cuts would severely impact the Extension Service, according to Hillsborough's Administrator for Human Services, Manus O'Donnell.
There's 18,000 people that wouldn't receive education about food services, and about 5,700 people won't receive answers to horticultural and gardening questions that they would have. In FY10, there's 6 positions eliminated. In FY11, there are 11 positions eliminated. When we get to FY11, we believe that they would be operating at the minimum service level that Cooperative Extension would have in order for us to maintain a relationship with the University of Florida.
Commissioner Rose Ferlita asked for some Extension Service cuts, such as to an aquaculture lab, to be flagged for future discussion. Calling the Extension Service important to the county's agriculture and tourism, others agreed, including Jim Norman.
It's really not very smart to put a dent in to two of the agencies that have the biggest role in economics and helping us with our recovery, and how it dominoes into we want green space, we want open space and whatever, and we start making it so difficult to move forward in the farming industries and the ag community. The next result is them rolling over to houses, and people don't want that.
Hillsborough's Management Service Administrator Eric Johnson says the county's information technology services is facing cuts, including to personnel.
We're looking at extending replacement cycles. We're looking at reducing some of our support services in terms of the staffing, and we're looking at opportunities to use technology in place of people where we can, and you can see that there's some additional savings reflected in fiscal 11 to help drive down our costs.
The county's libraries are not being spared in the proposed budget. Human Services Administrator Manus O'Donnell says staff will be cut and hours reduced.
All in all, the library would be saving if these reductions were kept in place, $2.2 million in FY10 and $2.3 million in FY11. And it would result in the reduction of 26 current staff that are in the library.
Environmental Protection Commission Executive Director Rick Garrity expects cuts of $1.4 million next year and an additional $700,000 the following year. A major reorganization of the EPC will result in the elimination of 2 division directors, Garrity says.
And there'll be a loss of an additional 7 positions and their functions, We're proposing an extended furlough of 12 days, no raises, no car allowances, elimination of temporary employees and overtime. We're suspending purchasing of major lab equipment. There will, unfortunately, with the seven positions, that, in addition to the two division directors, there'll be a reduction in compliance inspections and delays, possibly in permit processing in several of our programs.
Bob Hunter, executive director of the Planning Commission, says that despite budget reductions the last 2 years, their proposed budget is reduced by an additional 20%.
We're looking at closing our doors on Fridays. That seems pretty drastic. It's to the public. That's so the staff can do some work. Again, I lost seven positions last year, this year, and next year I'm losing eight. That's 15 positions out of what, and 2 years ago was around 58 positions. I think I'm going to be down to 41 or something.
The Hillsborough County Commission will review flagged budget items in a workshop next Thursday. The first public hearing on the budget will be September 8th. You can find links to more information, including the proposed budget, on our website wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.